Update. Within hours of this article being published, on February 3, the U.S. paused for at least 1 month its implementation of tariffs. Canada paused counter-tariffs and BC paused its ban on U.S. alcohol from red states. This means that none of the wine at the Vancouver International Wine Festival is set to have tariffs. While holding a wine festival with the U.S. as a theme region could likely not come at a worse time, the Vancouver International Wine Festival, VIWF, which raises money for Bard on the Beach, has been spared a worst-case scenario. Of 121 wineries set to take part in the 9-day extravaganza that starts February 22, 50 are from the U.S. that includes 43 from California, 4 from Oregon and 3 from Washington State. Those three states all have Democratic leadership and they will therefore be spared from BC's wide-ranging ban on most U.S. alcohol sales in the province. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday levied 25% tariffs on all Canadian imports, except for energy, which carries a 10% tariff. He said the tariffs were in response to migrants and fentanyl illegally crossing the border. BC responded hours later. BC Premier David Eby said part of BC's response to those tariffs would be to have the British Columbia Liquor Distribution Branch, BCLDB, stop buying alcohol from so-called red or Republican states. All illegal alcohol sales in BC must flow through the BCLDB, which buys and then resells the alcohol to wholesalers with a markup in price. A BCLDB memo obtained by BIV defined red states as being ones governed by Republican leadership. Eby added in his Saturday speech to media that liquor store employees will be removing the most popular of these U.S. brands from government store shelves. Those brands include whiskies, such as Jack Daniel's, Jim Beam and Bullet Bourbon, as well as Bacardi Rum and Tito's Vodka, according to the BCLDB memo. Other U.S. alcohol from red states is being left on government store shelves until inventory is gone. Those products will also be available for restaurants and bars to purchase until the inventory runs out, according to the memo. Tariffs to hit U.S. wines. The wineries from California, Oregon and Washington states that attend the VIWF will, however, have to deal with an obstacle to selling their wines to the public. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke on Saturday about a couple hours after Eby, and said Canada would retaliate with 25% tariffs against U.S. goods. Trudeau named wine as one of the categories that would be included in Canada's retaliatory tariffs. So, while the U.S. wines will be available for sale at the VIWF's on-site liquor store, they will be priced higher than competing wine from around the world. Here is a link to the full list of U.S. products that carry Canada's 25% retaliatory tariff. BIV recently crunched numbers to determine that U.S. wine sales comprised about 11.65% of the $1,099,417,854 that local wholesale customers spent on all wine in the year up to the end of September. That includes wholesale buying from restaurants, pubs, bars, restaurants, government stores and private stores. No one from the VIWF was available for an interview. Instead, it sent a statement saying that the ban and tariffs would not affect any of its events. The festival has run each year since 1979 except for 2021, when pandemic-era restrictions made holding the festival impossible. G. Corstrom at BIV.com, Twitter.com/GlenCorstrom, BlueSky.com/GlenCorstrom.Bieske. Social.